Well, Pete.
Congratulations.
Did you have a good sale?
Well, I got caught in a hurricane, but there was nothing to what you were doing down here.
Yeah, well, we shook him up.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Me, how is the thing with Peterson tomorrow? Is shaping up?
All right.
I just want to be sure that we don't go in there and have a terrible blow following the Japanese at this time. So be very careful. Text to people what we do for them in October is what is important. But if we have to take a rap from them now, let's take it. But don't go in and give them any assurances, and I don't want to see Milliken. I don't want to do anything that now would put the Japanese taking a hell of a beating. And this gives us a bargaining position. We'll work this out. Textbook people have got to have faith.
We've got it worked out. The Milliken thing is all fine. We're not going to see you.
Good.
But we've got it right. We're not going to say that you assure them that in 2 months by October 15th everything will be done, but rather that the administration now has a plan that we believe it will produce what they need.
I think what you can say is that, gentlemen, the result of the president's announcement on Sunday night, the whole situation has changed. Our bargaining position has radically changed. You know this. Have faith in us, and we pledge to you it's going to work out. Just sort of like that.
Right.
You think so?
Yes, sir. I don't think we have to get any more than that. They've got no place to go.
And let me say, they don't take that, well, fine. Let them go scream around. But we were working on it.
I think that'll be good, right?
But don't let them think. I don't want any of them going out and say that we are going to impose quotas. See?
I understand.
Good.
We won't do it. Sure. President, I'm sorry I wasn't here when I could have been most helpful.
Oh, no. That was fine. It worked out. No, your stock market did all right today, didn't it?
Congratulations. Two records, volume and increase.
That's great.
Well, it does get this one. That's given us confidence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it certainly has at this time.
That's right.
Apparently, you know, they should have confidence. You know, I just got the home building figures. My God, they're over $2 million now.
Isn't that extraordinary? And the interesting thing is that the permits that show what's coming down the road are all going way up from where they had been.
Yeah. Well, the point is that the economy really is a hell of a lot stronger than people think it is.
That's right.
And now, this may spark the things, people. It just may go.
I think we have to be very imaginative as to what we do 90 days.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I think it's not going to go.
But if it's moving, we can do it.
The bond market was also very strong. So the interest rate did start down.
Yeah, that's a curious. Why would that happen? Arthur said that to the director. I understand.
They have to be.
He predicted actually the opposite, you know.
Burns of the interest rates are going to go up?
Well, because of the gold thing. He was terribly concerned about going off the gold.
Well, I'm not on gold.
That's good, isn't it? The bond market is good.
Yes, sir.
And interest rates come down a little.
That was about 1 o'clock. We'd get a close on the market. But I think that's very interesting. I presume it's what they believe that this is going to have an effect on the cost of living. And if it does, they take that part of the interest rate equation out of it.
Well,
so,
shook them up anyway.
It was a bold move, and it was exceedingly well executed, and I'm sorry that, A, I wasn't here to help, and B, that I wasn't here to scare the panda.
Oh, well, you get the fun of seeing it now. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.